The tax reform bill passed by the Utah legislature in a special session last week will cut income tax rates from 4.95% to 4.66%, while increasing sales tax from 1.75% to 4.85%. The bill is anticipated to reduce state income tax revenues by $630 million, while increasing state sales tax revenues by $475 million. Although the bill represents a net tax cut, it has received bipartisan criticism, and a referendum against the legislation is already underway.
The reason why I'm spending part of my holiday working on this is because we really feel like it's important that people feel heard.
This is Gina Cornia, the director of Utahns Against Hunger. She is assisting with a referendum against the tax reform bill, citing the disproportionate effects on low-income Utahns. Although low-income families will be eligible for a tax rebate, Cornia argues it may be too little too late.
For families who right now have to choose between buying groceries and paying the rent, even $20-$30 a month, that's going to make it difficult for them to meet all of their basic needs. We do need to fix our revenue streams. But low-income families just don't have the money to loan the state until they get a tax return.
According to Fred Cox, the legislator associated with the referendum, almost 116,000 signatures must be collected by January 21st for it to make it onto the 2020 ballot. Because of the tight deadline, Cornia doesn't think she'll see much of a break for the holidays.
It's a Herculean task, for sure. But, I'm kind of optimistic.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.